Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, talking about the James Craig saga. This is the dentist accused of murdering his wife through poisoning. I also learned that Visine is extremely poisonous recently.
Yes.
I had no idea. I thought it was just kind of like, you know, sulfuric water or something. But apparently it can kill you.
It has also been used, a lot of people don't understand this, but it's been used as a date rape drug.
Really?
And yeah, there was a case in California, San Luis Obispo County, where it's strongly suspected that guy was just recently convicted of murder, that some people are using it in bars, and it's, you know, doesn't raise as much suspicion if people see a bottle of Visine in someone's hand.
Yeah.
So, to disable young women.
Yeah. So I was shocked by that, but let's talk about the profile of a poisoner. This is sometimes a little bit different than someone who acts out with a knife or with a gun or in a bloody sort of way. We have James Craig, who appears to have done this, obviously innocent until proven guilty, but we also have Corey Richens as well, also innocent until proven guilty, both poisoners. Let's talk about the profile of people like this. And are these more difficult to see or catch in a relationship if the person you're with is a poisoner versus someone who might lash out like a Brian Walsh, where you could look at him and his pattern of behavior and go, he's going to kill someone someday?
Truly. Yeah, I think they are more difficult to spot. You know, they tend to be brighter people, higher functioning people. A lot of them work in healthcare in some way, and that's how they access poison so easily, as was in the case with James Craig working as a dentist. 90% of the time, poisoners have a relationship of some sort with the victim, unlike serial killers who don't typically know their victims. The first motive is usually some kind of financial. They're either trying to take the other person's money, or they have an insurance policy that they're trying to cash in on. The next reason is that their person that they poison is blocking a goal in some way. Mm-hmm. And often, as in the James Craig case, it's, I want to eliminate my spouse because I want to be with someone else. Mm-hmm. And so that's often a goal. Sometimes it's jealousy or revenge. That's not nearly as often. And then the other motive that comes up, sometimes there may be a political reason, and people do try to take out political leaders. You see this in other countries,
sure,
particularly North Korea and Russia, you know, where people are poisoned to eliminate a political rival.
Mm-hmm. But in a home, it's a different sort of thing. And I don't know, it almost seems in some ways darker to me than just someone, I mean, I don't want to say just, but then someone having some sort of emotional outburst and doing something horrible that they otherwise wouldn't do in some sort of a mental break. It takes calculated timing and moves.
Yes.
And
yes,
there's a lot of, it's like if you're doing this like every single day, if you're doing this or however frequently you're poisoning your target, you're attempting to kill them every time over and over and over until it finally takes effect. To me, I mean, where is there anything that we look at as far as individuals who have this sort of way of doing things or their profile? Is there anything to stand out to go, this person's likely going to be a poisoner more than this or that if they have some sort of mental direction that they like to go with this sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, a poisoner is another type of criminal that can have a very secret life. And James Craig was well liked by people he worked with, many patients. Everybody thought he was a nice guy, very friendly. But obviously, we've got somebody who uses people and has an incredibly cruel streak and also has the ability to have a very hidden life. I think the difference with, you know, the person who gets angry and stabs somebody or, you know, shoots someone in a moment of anger, we can all understand how people can lose control emotionally. Most of us don't ever lose control to that degree, you know, but we may get angry in traffic and yell at somebody or whatever, make a gesture. But the ability, as you say, to day after day, intentionally, with so much planning and forethought, poison someone, particularly someone who's born our children. You know, this is a special kind of psychopath. This is somebody who's very cold-hearted and who has zero compassion for someone that they pose in family pictures with their arm around, you know, claiming to love them. It's another kind of very cold-hearted person with no empathy that it's very hard for the rest of us to understand.
Do poisoners not get caught as much as other murderers? Is that another reason why people go down that route if they feel that they have the right to take someone's life?
I think we might be shocked if we really knew how many deaths are the result of some kind of poison, you know, because so many times I think it's missed because perhaps at an autopsy or many deaths or autopsies aren't done, you know, if there seems to be another explanation for it. We have no real way of knowing how many times this happens. So it may be more common than we realize. Yeah. I think now with, you know, modern science, they probably can detect more poisons than we used to be able to detect. But there probably is a belief among people who do this that they're going to get away with it.
And that seems to be interesting with a lot of the killers. They do seem to think they're going to be able to do just that, get away with it. So one would wonder very much if they're presenting in every way, shape, or form, because we can look at a lot of these lives. We can look at James Craig. We can look at Corey Richens. And on the surface, before their spouses were dead, they may have had some internal marital strife here and there, but on the surface, it did look pretty normal. So if the spouse just happens to die, there seem to be betting on the fact that they'll just go, oh, no autopsy needed. You know, maybe she had this underlying condition here or there, and that's what it was. But
exactly, which was also what happened with the Tammy Daybell. You know, there was initially an autopsy, and the ruling was death of natural causes, you know, and how closely were they looking at that point? So I think these things probably happen a lot more than we realize.
Who makes the decision to have an autopsy done? Is it the coroner? Is it the family members that are still alive, the survivors saying, yes, we'd like one done? Or is there, can you say, no, I don't want to have my target having an autopsy?
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case basis, and the coroner probably has final say in it. Mm-hmm. Family members can certainly give input, and there may be times that family members try to, you know, forbid the autopsy, but if there's something that looks suspicious, a coroner can certainly override that. But I think many times there's simply no obvious reason to do an autopsy, and so people don't spend the money on it. It's just not done.
And I would think it would look extremely suspicious if anyone is trying to override the autopsy as well. I know there's some, you know, religious beliefs and such where don't desecrate the body or whatever. But other than that, I think that would be red flag number one if someone's raising their hand going, please, please don't. They're fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Because we would think normally, particularly in an unusual sort of death, that people would want to know, you know, what happened. And so it would be a red flag if the family is.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Extra Value Meals are back.
That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.